Chapter 42, The Camp Meeting. The Third Sabbath in Camp, An Interesting Kindergarten. Special Correspondence of the Capitol Camp Meeting, Ottawa, Kansas, May 20. The dark clouds broke away during the night, and the sun came out clearly Saturday. By noon, it was comfortably warm again. The mud dried up and the water disappeared rapidly, so that the picnickers ate their dinner seated on the grass of the lawn. But the swollen stream, the Marais de Cygne, which has risen over 7 feet in 24 hours, carrying on its bosom the logs and debris captured by its overflowing waters, is still a reminder of the fierce storm that has passed. A very large number of new faces are met with, and it is estimated that there are 400 in camp now. All the tents are full, and all the vacant room in the neighborhood has been rented and is now occupied. A telegram has been sent to Kansas City for an extra supply of family tents. It is feared that it will not be possible to pitch them in time for the newcomers that are expected to pour in this week. The general camp meeting, beginning on May 21. The camp groceryman has opened up his stock of goods and expects to supply all the campers who keep house. Tea, coffee, tobacco, and pork, however, he does not keep, there being no demand for such articles among Seventh-day Adventists. Elder Olson preached the morning sermon, Mrs. E.G. White addressed the afternoon meeting, and Elder A.T. Jones lectured in the evening. Mr. C.H. Parsons, vice president of the Kansas Sabbath School Association, and his mother arrived from Topeka Friday last and will remain to the close of the meeting. The youth's meeting will be at 5 and 10:30 a.m. hereafter. At the Sabbath meeting, 36 testimonies were borne in 30 minutes. A heavy rain with hail came in the evening, and services were suspended until its close. Sunday was clear and warm.